Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
I want to give a big shout out and thank you to all of our partners who partner with us on a regular basis. I can't describe to you what probably it's going to be like in heaven when we stand together and you find out that you were hand in hand equally responsible for broadcasting this light message, keeping the conversation light over not only over a nation, but over the world. Your financial gifts and your prayers help to keep us on all these different opportunities around the world and Christian Television Network. So if you haven't yet, at any level whatsoever, you know, you can go to vfntv.com and follow the prompting says, you know, partner, and you can partner with us to keep us going into more and more and more and more. Just think, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, our Lord's going to come back and he's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Because he says, listen, if you give a prophet a drink of water, if you're participating, Paul says, if you're give, understand, you get, it's the same thing. It's only, I know a lot of people like to think about that they, it's all them. But truth is, it's all us together. It's every one of us together. It's the one body, one church. And by you participating and partnering, by going to vfntv.com, and, you know, $5, $10, $25, $100, whatever it is, then you are getting the same reward. Everything that's being done, everything that's being said, God counts that to your account,
right?
And Paul said, he says, I'm not asking so that you won't have, I'm asking on your account.
That's right.
You know, because we're not asking for us, we're actually asking, hey, for them.
That's right.
We believe that there's going to be the sudden third great awakening. We believe that a harvest greater than the world's ever seen, and you can sow in that harvest today. Go to vfntv.com and click on partner. Well, we're just talking about in the first hour, if you missed it, about being bewitched. You know, when you're you began in the spirit, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody cut in on you. All of a sudden, a wrong mindset came in. All of a sudden, your flesh began to scream, whatever. But then you shifted, and then you begin to do everything in the flesh, in your body, in your own personal strength instead of in the spirit. And your life is like crashing and burning, or crashed and burned, right? It could be either one. And then we're finding out somebody's bewitched you. And so you got to find out about that, because you can actually get back and begin to enjoy this thing again. You can enjoy your first love. We used to say, like, remember we used to say, can you get born again? Remember that? And you can. It's called repentance. You can fall down to the cross and return to your first love. You can call it what you want to, but he says, if you don't do this, then he's talking to the church of Ephesus, it's not good in eternity for you. And so I would get back. Don't believe all the bewitching doctrines. You know now you have left the Lord and you've been trying to do this religious thing in your works. You need to go back to your first love. You need to repent and say, here I am, God. I want you to be the Lord of my life. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We also talked about CBS News. CBS News reported about this particular high school team. You got to see it. It was a powerful, powerful video that you can see, and will lead you right to it by going to vfntv.com, click on the VFN Torch. That'll bless your heart. True compassion. We need to imitate this young folks, but this young man who tells it like it is. And we've been talking about, I want to continue the conversation about what just happened with, reported by CBN News, we just heard in the end of the first hour, and they're reporting that, FoxNews.com reported that an army soldiers are telling other soldiers that are about to deploy that Christians are a threat. They're a threat to America.
Yeah.
And these type of organizations are ripping America apart. Because you have a soldier who's meant to defend a country outside the country, even though they've been bringing them more and more in the country, outside the country. At the same time, and they're meant to go deal with the threats. At the same time, the same conversation, because they're about to deploy them to deal with threats, they say, oh, by the way, and Christians are a threat. This is what's being reported right now, according to CBN News. They're reporting that FoxNews.com reported this. and you would have heard it in the first hour. And it's like, okay, they're meant to deal with threats, and now the Lucifer tips being used, saying that, you know, Christians are a threat, and a domestic threat at that, because if they're in the country, that means, by the way, a domestic threat means you got an enemy in the camp.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody like the enemy in the camp that says there's an enemy in the camp. You look for the very first one that said there's an enemy in the camp.
Right.
It's like, ah, Hitler, I got you. And so this was going on with Germany and with the Nazi party. They were doing this. And they just created this whole narrative that they just began to divide up the, I don't know, like the 99%, the 1%, the blessed, these Jews are owning the business and right. all that type of thing. And overnight, because they weren't paying attention, and this is why we're here, pay attention. Just pay attention. Take a knee. Get perspective. Hear and pay attention to what's going on. Listen to, you know, seeking God's perspective of Israel, and understand that we have are part of Israel. We are grafted in. The blessings of Abraham are ours. We're grafted in branches. So we got to pay attention to Jesus, the Jew, and our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Son of God. And so here it was, suddenly, because they weren't paying attention, they were in their houses, and they kind of sensed it. They didn't take, I mean, it's real difficult for mindset is when you're running things that you can't all of a sudden be under someone else running you.
Hmm.
And the thing is that Lucifer always wants to run things.
Hmm.
Wants to sign their name to things, right? Did you just sign your name to that? Did you? Wow, okay. All right, can you go back and get that?
Yeah.
You should have signed your name. Anyway, so was that over my name? Like that thing?
Yeah.
And so, so it's a spirit, it's a Lucifer thing. And Lucifites, Mennonites, Canaanites, and Lucifites. Jiminy Lucifite crickets, right? And so here they are, from running the banks and running the business and employing the German people, employing them, giving them jobs. Next thing you know, they're walking down the streets and they're throwing manure at them and cursing them and saying all this hate speech against them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, understand, if you haven't heard the entire series, you know, are they using Lucifer tips to organize America and the world? This is standard Lucifer 101. And it's what happened with the Saul.
Mm-hmm.
When Saul began to organize against Stephen. And immediately, as soon as they stoned Stephen, they broke out in a frenzy against the church and started dragging them out of their households. That's what happened with the Jews. As soon as they were able to get the narrative of enough people to buy into the narrative, because you have to get men kind of buy into things because men have been given authority. So they create this narrative. All of a sudden, now the Jews are your problem. All of a sudden, the Christians are your problem. And then people buy into it. And next thing you know, they organized against it. They polarize you from everybody else. And don't buy into that. Don't let anybody polarize you. We're one nation under God. Everybody counts. Everybody's important. And with that, next thing you know, they're walking down the streets with their children and their husbands, and they're taking them to a nice apartment complex they built for them, a secluded apartment complex that, I don't know, they called it a ghetto later. And when there was reports of this going on, and there's reports in the history documents of America hearing about this going on, and they just kind of like, why even cry over broken eggs or something like that, the article said. In the New York Times, I believe, but I don't know. I can't say that for sure, so it might not have been the New York Times. But it was the papers.
Well, it was only the Dominican Republic that actually took the Jews in. I mean, every other country was not even taking them in, turning the boats away.
Yep.
Turning them away.
Yep, during this time.
Wow.
And so don't think everybody's going to join in, because so then they get to this place, you know, it was a ghetto where they just stacked everything, because they first move into their room that they're going to be in. They find out, oh, this is small. Then they find out, like, we're going to be in here with 8 to 10 families. It's not even small for us. Yeah. We're going to be packed in like sardines. And then the Red Cross, somebody sends the Red Cross there to figure out what's going on, because they reported it. And so they fixed everything up and created a promotional video. I mean, think about it, back then, a promotional video. There's like 10 billion of those videos today. A promotional video to make it look like a utopia.
Yeah.
They had like people playing instruments and like had a orchestra going on. They were playing like badminton and tennis and stuff. That was just for that one moment in that inspection. They were there for a couple of hours and then left.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it. It's like somebody coming to America and seeing you in a camp somewhere. And, a ghetto.
Mm.
That they have you all, you know, protecting you. And they convince you that they're protecting you from the outside, but they're actually protecting the outside from you.
Mm.
That's what they're really doing. The guards are meant to keep you in, not to keep people out. And so so they took them there, and they didn't even finish their whole inspection. They left before it was done. And let me tell you something. Lucifer, a liar, a father of lies. When he lies, he speaks his native language, and he is the father of many folks, as Jesus said. Many religious folks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he said to the Pharisees, right? You're listening to your father, all right, your father Lucifer. And so with that, there was a period of time they were there. They were wearing, you know, barcodes, you know, pictures, chips. No, they're wearing like a little, you know.
Patch.
Patch that said Christian. No, it said Jew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. We're just doing this so we can help identify you, make sure that we can gather you because we want to make sure they doesn't. It's not going to be good. Then suddenly, and you can see this, I'm sure it's a related article if you're listening to this on the VFN Torch or on the app, in regards to how the lady begins to share about her own personal experience as a 13-year-old girl, as she's speaking on CBN News about her experience, and she kind of put it aside until suddenly she realized that she saw her mother in one of the pictures years later, and she had to begin to talk about what happened. And next thing you know, what they did was, and this is what she reports, that one day they said, listen, we're going to need to take your dad, but he'll be coming back. And so they took the men out. Mm-hmm. They didn't know where they went, but they'll find out in a little bit. And then a little while later, when her dad was gone, all of a sudden they took her mama and her two brothers, amongst with all the others.
Mm-hmm.
And they started bringing them on. They were telling them, we're going to take you to another place. Listen, any stimulus from Lucifer will lead you into an oven, okay? It will lead you into gas showers. It will lead you into destruction. He comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. And they were thinking, they got a place. For, I mean, your brain just doesn't want to believe that evil's evil. Mm. But now we can look back and say it's evil.
Kind of controls you, but what he gives you, huh?
Yes, exactly. Jay-Z. And so Jay-Z talking about Jezebel spirit. We're not talking
right.
about it.
Yeah.
And so with that, they get on the train, but also when they're getting on the train, they're packing them on cattle trains, John, human beings, God's folks, God's people, God's chosen folks. You think as an arrogant American, arrogant Christian American that you will not be packed on a train. You really think that? They did this to the Jews. You know, if we repent, this won't happen. But understand, this is our destiny in Lucifer's design in his heart.
Wow.
And started packing these women and their children in cattle trains to smack. And they took all their luggage and just threw it out. All this stuff was important, and they just threw it away. Why? Because the end of this thing is death. A lot of promises led them to this place. A lot of naivety, not paying attention, just assuming that evil doesn't exist. And people died from suffocation on that train. It was so bad. It was cattle, where they put cows. And we get back from this break. I got to tell you what happened next.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you've ever looked at the church and have thought to yourself, these people are just way too perfect for me to come around them, then you know what? You and I are a lot alike. That was my story. I thought everyone in the church was just perfect, and I was the only one with issues. But guess what? Everyone that comes to Jesus has a background. We don't come to Jesus because we're perfect. We come to Jesus because we need a Savior. And you know, I was at that place. I was at that place where things weren't going right in my life. I was away from God. I was in sin. I was chasing after the world, trying to find an identity, trying to find myself. And the more I kept looking for myself, the more I went deeper and deeper into sin. But then I had an encounter. I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that happened, everything changed. Yeah, my life wasn't perfect, but I met the one who is perfect. And with that, I'm absolutely okay. I want to encourage you to read my story. You can read other stories of people that were not perfect, but people who met the perfect one. Mm-hmm. You can go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about what the military just informed. Some soldiers that were deploying other soldiers just informed them, according to CBN News reporting that FoxNews.com reported that Christians are a threat, a domestic threat. Mm-hmm. But if it's, you know, in America, and organizations like that, reportedly, they're saying,
well, just the Fox News is reporting that the Secretary of the Army has ordered that the military leaders halt the briefings on extremist organizations they labeled evangelical Christians. I mean, this is like another follow up.
You can see this article on the VFN Torch. We'll make it available so you can get to it. And what I'm talking about is, and you can see this on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com about what happened as she begins to describe what happened at the Holocaust. This particular lady was describing what happened as they pushed them on trains, is where I was. The name of the segment is "It's Not Surreal, Sir, It's Real." Mm. Don't let your senses fool you. Mm. All along she was saying was, it just seemed surreal as they were killing her father. It just seemed surreal as they were killing her mother. It was seems, you know, the thing about it is, that's how quickly and how deceptive he is. But it's finished and done with before you even know what's going on.
Wow.
46,200 concentration camps and ghettos were put up. 46,200 during this short period of time just to destroy the Jews and Christians and anybody else they didn't like. Mm. This spirit still exists. It's Lucifer. You know, it's not, you're thinking, well, there's no such thing. It still exists. And so she's talking about all of a sudden we're crammed on this train and you're still, it's all surreal to her. I think she's like 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And they start getting off the train. As soon as they get off the train, they separate her mother and her brothers from her and start sending her off somewhere else. And you can see a picture. I mean, look at the face of these boys. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at their face. How, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, oh, you just want to rescue them and just think, yeah. Oh my goodness. And that's her mother right here. It's her mother. You can see, but she says she finally turns around to the guards. That was, you know, some made it and some didn't. There was nothing. You just didn't know who, why, and there was no reason why. Some people lived and some didn't, because they asked her that. Mm-hmm. And you can actually watch her talk about this, because we need to learn that this has happened many times and it can happen again. They're preparing for it to happen now. The narrative is happening now. And they finally asked her, said, you know, where is, they're getting off the trains, you know, at the concentration camp, which is this barbed wire fenced in area for everybody that doesn't understand what that is. And concentration, think of it this way, that it's a whole bunch of you in one place. Mm-hmm. It's a concentration of you. So it was a concentration of Jews. It wasn't a place that they just thought deeply. It was a whole bunch of Jews that was concentrated there, and Christians, and people that they wanted to get rid of. And so she said, you know, where's my mother? Where's my mother at 12 years old? And they pointed back to the smoke coming from the chimneys. And she says, they go, there's your mother. There's your mother. You know why? Because as soon as they got him off that train, they immediately took the majority of those people, she said, that didn't make it. The most of them didn't make it. They took them right to the showers, which, you know, if you're being crammed in a cattle car all day long, it's just the thought of having a shower probably just seemed just wonderful. They took them in there. They hung their clothes on a hook, and then they walked in the area that was shower heads that were in the ceiling, like water was going to come down. And let me tell you what happened, church. Let me tell you what happened. Gas came out instead of water, and all of a sudden they were killed by gas. That quick. That's how much venom and hatred. Lucifer, who you think you're friends with, who you think you can walk in this darkness, that you can actually walk with Lucifer and God at the same time. And if you hadn't heard, you know, Children of the Day, hopefully it's a related link right here. You need to listen to it because God gave a vision just this week or last week about that. You cannot walk with Lucifer and Jesus. You have to make up your mind. You have to make up your mind. This is how evil is. And they would immediately took them in the showers. They killed them. And some of them, they took their bodies and threw them in the ovens to burn them. In the ovens today, we have pictures of that available for you. So you can see, you need to see this. You don't need to hide your face from this. You need to go to the Holocaust Museum yourself and see the reality of what can happen to God's people if we don't stay awake. Never again is what Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, is saying. He says, we will not sleep on this, even if we have to do it ourselves. He's like, we don't want this to ever happen again.
That's right.
That's why they leave the tanks out. That's why they build museums. And it's like the church just covers things up with a sheet and like it doesn't exist. And then they begin to have mass burials. Mass burials, just huge holes dug in the ground and just pushing these beautiful women and their children and their fathers and brothers and just bulldozers pushing them into these holes. Their bodies are just falling down in these holes. And some, they, for some reason, they didn't kill, but they starved to death and used their labor. And them, one of their particular, I don't know if you've seen Schindler's List, but I encourage you to see Schindler's List so you get an understanding. But in that, one of these particular guards would use the skin of the Jews to build lampshades with and to build things with. This happened. This is real. This is real.
Wow.
And so you have to understand, Satan hates God. This is a battle between light and darkness, good and evil. You cannot walk in darkness and say you're part of the light. You can't do that. You know, you're immediately polarized the day that you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. I mean, that's how it is. And when you're seeing a narrative like when a military soldier, according to CBN News, reports to FoxNews.com, reports that, and you're reading it yourself, that they're telling their soldiers that Christians are a threat to this nation, and they're launching these soldiers to go against the threat, even though they supposedly can't fight according to the Constitution, which is like being thrown out the water right now, again, in the land of the country here, unless there's martial law, I guess they could, I guess. But it's like we're being defined like the Jews were defined as a threat by our own military. Because the oath is sworn by our president, by our Congress, by our House of Representatives, by the Senate, by your governors, by your sheriffs, by your chief of, I don't know about your chief of police, but your county commissioners, your citizens, and all this is the pledge. This is the basic pledge. You know, I pledge allegiance, or I swear an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States from enemies foreign and domestic. And when Christians had just been defined as a domestic threat, I was like, come on. We're the ones picking up the trash in the park. We're the ones feeding the hungry. We're the ones loving on folks. We're the ones helping them come out of darkness. Oh, you don't want to lose anybody that's held captive to darkness. Well, we can't help but tell you that God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. Understand that God's thoughts towards you are good. You're created in the image and the likeness of God. And no matter what you've been told in your life, God's got a plan for you. And no matter what you've done wrong, God can forgive you. And you know what? You can change your father. You can say, you know, I'm no longer going to follow the father of darkness. I'm going to begin to follow Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life because he's going to forgive me. He's paid the price for me. He's going to bring me into the family of God. I'm going to have a family. I'm going to be an heir of God, the creator of the universe, and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I'm going to be forgiven for my sins. I'm going to lay down my life for him because he laid down his life for me. There is a cause, But it's not Lucifer's cause. The cause is the cause of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who truly laid down his life for us, who paid the price for us. So I want to encourage you, this whole narrative and everything that's being promulgated, that if you arise and begin to say, you know what, God, I've sinned against you. I preached another Jesus. I preached another gospel. I have my sacred cows, and I've been trying to maintain these things while the nation was going under darkness. It's time for me to be the light. I apologize. Forgive me, God. Cleanse me. Lord, if you forgive me, like David said, if you forgive me, if you cleanse me with hyssop, if you cleanse me with your blood, I will arise and I will teach other people your ways, not my ways. I will teach other people your ways so they would not sin against you. Dear God, here I am. Send me, Lord. Here I am.
You know, continuing God's news behind the news, there's a recent report that Israel issues a warning, basically, to Iran over a nuclear bomb report that's just coming out. And they say in this new report that Iran is just within weeks of producing that nuclear bomb to detonate, to launch it.
Man.
I know we need to go to a break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. But
I know that... in the context of this, that this means prophetically that things are being fulfilled dramatically, quickly. And you're looking at the world being organized right now. And you're looking at the Alinsky tactics, the Lucifer tactics, where now presidents of other nations are scared.
Yeah,
that their phone calls are being listened to.
Mm-hmm.
We have ACLUJ by the Tea Party, by liberals, conservatives, and the whole crew on Washington, D.C. marching against the NSA.
Together, right?
Together. And it's like the whole world seems to be organized, getting organized right now. Listen, we need to pay attention. If you have not yet, you can find out more at VFNTV.com.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and underwriters. Visit them all at VFNTV.com, where you can get all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, and their physical address. Listen, buying a car can be a challenging thing to do. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where they make the process smooth and easy. Visit Glenn Parker today.
And we'll see you on the other side. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you for everybody that's joining in on our Facebook. You know, you can get to it by going to VFNTV.com, or you can go to Facebook.com/VFNTV. These are going to VFNTV and click on that. But think about it. It is so cool. Every day, no matter where you are, inside the community with over a billion people now, 1/6 of the world's population is in this particular community. Everybody's saying, you got a Facebook. We got a Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Facebook, and it's over, I don't know, it's over 5,000. It's just clicking up, and just you're joining us, and we're so excited about that because every day we're in communication. All the highlights that are on your VFNTV app, that's at VFNTV.com, is also on your Facebook, so it follows us everywhere we go. We got a virtual audience, a virtual stadium, if you would, that's being filled all around the world, and now we're in the Facebook community. Thank you, and if you have not yet, you know, go to our Facebook and like us. Go to Facebook.com/VFNTV and click on like, and what does that mean? When you do that, every post that goes out on our Facebook shows up on your Facebook every single day, so you can say, hey, that segment was about me. I want to be encouraged today. Maybe every day you listen to the Wisdom Moment. Maybe there's God's news behind the news and something's coming up that says, you know, I needed to know what God's perspective of the word is on that particular thing. Listen, this is the conversation that we're having together in the virtual audience of our Facebook. Go to VFNTV.com and click on our Facebook, or at VFNFacebook.com/VFNTV.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg. Joining me is Pat and John. So how long did they say it would take to be able to build that bomb, according to reports?
Just within weeks, within a month.
Actually, who's saying this?
This is Fox News reporting this. In fact, it's the Institute for Science and International Security. They issued a report stating that Iran could produce enough weapon-grade uranium for a nuclear bomb in as little as 1 month.
Wow.
As little as 1 month. And you know that Israel will need to take action, you know.
Will take action. Yeah,
relatively soon, based upon this, you know, based upon this report. So you're looking at things as we know it can change, you know.
Will change.
Yeah.
They'll definitely change. Based on
rather quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rather quickly. And so when you see Israel at threat, that means everything that we know it is at threat.
That's right.
And ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And imagine this, if today, this side of all the stuff's about to be loosed, that you are truly 100% gotten rid of all your sacred cows, and you are standing up for God and standing up for Israel. I mean, you walk around with saying, I will not be silent. That not only... I mean, stand with like Kufi. We stand with Christians United for Israel. And that's the Christians who came together to stand for Israel and assure that the nation stands for Israel. It's an awesome thing that happens where they go from congressman to senator, making sure that we tell them, you stand with Israel.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's one way. That's your nation. Another way is support Israel. You know, support Israel. And that's one thing we do as well. You know, we want to do whatever we can. Of course, we bring Israel to you continually, God, country, and Israel. And we always talk about those three things because we believe those are three pillars that they'll keep us alive.
No doubt.
And so in the context of that, but the, you know, Avi Mizrahi right there in Tel Aviv, which is where all this technology and things are being created, the capital of Israel. Which is really Jerusalem is the capital.
Mm-hmm.
Is
Duguid.
Yeah, Duguid Ministries. I'm thinking about something. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Which means like a fish boat, by the way. It's more like but you know, just imagine this. You everybody's so used to talking about history like history never happened. But every day you're living in history because it'll be your children's history tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a chance to make history.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, and we're going to stand before God and answer for the history we created. And imagine when they read about you in the history books of heaven and they say, look, you stood up in front of the whole world and you financially supported Christians United for Israel. You stood up and supported VFN TV and the daily radio program financially, knowing that every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that conversation would stand for God and country in that order in Israel. And you stood up for Israel itself when you focused and locked in. And be careful because there's a lot of folks that are taking advantage of people's love for Israel. But lock in. Just, hey, lock into Avi. You know, Avi's sitting there feeding the hungry. He's ministering to the folks there through the Get a Coffee House. And also has a messianic church there, and so you know all three aspects that he's doing. The government gives him money, and they'd give him more, but they give him money to be able to distribute food out and things
out to the.
He just needs more folks. By the way, they need a lot of volunteers. If you want to go, if you can't have finances, but you have enough for a plane ticket, you can go be a part of the prayer tower now that they have there. And,
That's right. What's it? That's in Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv.
Yeah, it's in Tel Aviv. I was just gonna let you do it. So then in the history books, because God sees it all, He's writing you. He's writing what you're doing. He says He keeps a book of remembrance, you know, and He's writing these things down. Instead of you acting like it's all surreal, it's not really happening, and your name's not mentioned anywhere in history. You did not do anything. I know that Josiah, when Josiah found out that he was written into the history books of God, when he saw who he was in the Word of God, when he knew who he was, it shifted everything. Because they kept God's Word away from him. But when he read about there would be a king, you know, coming all the way from, Solomon's counterpart. Give me a second here. Your name will be a curse word because of what you did. The man of integrity. Jeroboam, thank you so much. That was so helpful. I appreciate that. That was so good. You see that? That was so beautiful.
That's all right. It was nothing.
Boom. Jeroboam.
Totally blank.
That God was so upset with Jeroboam because he began to fulfill in the flesh what God began in the spirit. When all of a sudden, God just gave him these tribes of Israel, and he started panicking, trying to keep in the flesh what God just gave him.
Yeah.
And his name became a curse word. His name became a curse word. Isn't that terrible?
Mm.
Pat. It's like, can you imagine that? That terrible? Wow. Like, Craig. Like, oh, that'd be terrible.
Yeah.
We can prevent that by living what's right, right?
Yep. You can try.
You can try. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord.
Some people you just can't please.
Yeah. Although he wouldn't play on your team, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't listen, Lord.
Wow.
I don't think Drew would even want you on his team after hearing that.
Wow.
I don't. Anyway.
That's tough.
Anyway,
that's
a tough one. So he would. I'm sure he would. He would let you be a water boy. He wouldn't get on the team after that. No, anyway. And so you got Saints fans laughing in the studio. Keep the laughter down in the studio.
Wow.
So Jeroboam, what God did, God took all these altars that he was burning things on that was terrible, what he was doing, and he just destroyed them. But there was a prophecy given that Josiah was talked about, but he wouldn't happen till down the road. But the history was written about Josiah before he even came. Mm-hmm. And when they got the word of God out of the temple, when they had it hidden back behind the Asherah poles and the doctrinal junk that they created, they pulled out. He found out his name had a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it, that's powerful. When you find out when you see your name in the history books of God and realize that He's called you, He's chosen you, He's established you, that He has something that He's called you to do. There's something God loves you and He has a plan for your life. Then that becomes a mandate in your life. And then you say, "This is what I'm going to do," and that's what Josiah did. And what was messed up through Jeroboam was redeemed for a moment through Josiah. And it was just a powerful thing. Just a powerful thing. And I want to encourage you, begin to abide with God so you can find out what God's plan is for you. And He tells us, you know, to not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Then we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, perfect, and pleasing will. You find out what God's will is for you when you begin to abide with Him. So I just want to encourage you, pray for Israel, pray for their protection every single day, every time you get a chance, pray for the persecuted church. This Sunday, we're going to be, pray every day, because understand that we haven't seen nothing yet. We have seen nothing yet if we do not repent, if we do not cry out to God and say, mm-hmm. Dear God, in available to you in the store at VFNTV.com is Facing Impossible Odds with God. Facing Impossible Odds with God brings potential victories from your enemies.
Mm.
And this is so important because this is where we are today. A very strategic, godly process of how to face these possible odds demonstrated through King Jehoshaphat, and how today this is exactly where we are. This vast narrative is coming against Israel and against the church. And you know what? If we do what they did, we'll have what they had. If we do what King Jehoshaphat did, I'm telling you, you got to get it. Go to the VFNTV.com and get it today from the store. It's Facing Impossible Odds with God brings possible potential victories from your adversaries, from your enemies. Suddenly, God will bring, I don't care how vast the situation is, God will bring you not only deliverance from your enemy, but bring you the spoils of your enemy. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous.
Mm. Well, you know, in connection with Israel and what's happening, for the first time at university in Texas, I believe we have a video of that, the first time Texas A&M is planting a campus in Israel.
Beautiful.
Calling it Peace University. I mean, this is like really awesome thing. I want you to listen to CBN as they report this. But so many wonderful things
CBN
are happening.
News.
CBN News.
Yes.
So many wonderful things are happening in Israel. And if you don't have the right perspective, it's just here, just what's happening in the general news out there, you don't know how blessed this nation actually is. And I want you to listen to this segment from CBN News as they talk about this merger or what's happening.
Texas A&M University wants to open a campus in the northern Israeli city of Nazareth, the boyhood home of Jesus. It is the first time ever a leading American university plans to open a branch in Israel. Dubbed a Peace University, will be located in Israel's largest Arab city, which also has the biggest Arab Christian population.
The state of Israel and the state of Texas share a deep respect for our cultures, and this university will be a permanent reminder of the power of education to change the lives of people forever in line with the vision of our governor.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says the staff will be Jewish and Arab and the student body will be diverse. Texas A&M says it will raise about $70 million for construction of the new campus.
Give me a T. Give me an E. Give me an S. Give me an A. Give me an S. Texas. Woo!
I'm telling you,
that's
Texas.
That's so beautiful, is it not?
Yeah, awesome.
That's beautiful. Saw Rick. You saw Rick Rick Perry, the governor? I mean, he is just, he was there in his video, and he's just working so hard to get and connecting, you know, Texas.
He understands.
He gets it. Oh, yeah. He gets it.
Texas gets it.
Yeah.
Texas gets it. Texas gets it. You know, reportedly, according to Chuck Pierce, who actually's ministry is hubbed out of Corinth, Texas, there, is Texas is a hub state and will be a hub state for where we're going.
Yeah.
And stand for the original intent of the nation. And you can't help but know. It's just like, okay, yeah, it makes sense.
It just makes sense.
It makes good sense. And here they are doing what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that the Florida governor, Governor Rick Scott, the very first thing he did was go to Israel and work out some sort of relationship with business and praying at the Western Wall. And listen, you want your leaders to partner with Israel. I believe, this is what I believe, and others have felt the same thing and heard the same thing, some, that, you know, no matter what's going on in the world, God can put a protective hedge around your family, around your city, around your state. I mean, why not believe God that you're going to be a hub family, a hub gathering, a hub community, a hub city, hub state, hub region, hub nation? Why not believe that? Meaning this, that God stands guard over that.
Yeah.
So whatever happens to the soil in the county next to you doesn't happen to your soil. You think, well, that's just ridiculous. First of all, no, it's not. It's just not. Secondly, go to Haiti and look at the Dominican, look at Haiti. Mm-hmm. There's a line there between the two.
That's right.
You know, one has made a pact, historical pact. There's a lot of things to that, but understand, no matter what, you answer alone before God. And all the voodoo and all the practices, the government keeps crashing there because of the according to former President Bill Clinton, you know, you have to have NGOs, non-governmental organizations, to be able to accomplish anything there because the government keeps on being corrupt. And but then you go on the same piece of property, the same land, John, the same land. And you're on a boat, and you're just going down this piece of land. You're looking at Haiti. You're looking at no grass on the ground, hardly. You're looking at just parch and just not blessed.
Yeah,
The soil's not blessed. But then you just the boat goes a little bit further, and you see the Dominica, and you see a Dominican Republic, and it's blessed. It's just fruit,
thriving,
and grass, and flourishing, and all these wonderful things. It's like that's a great example that your county can be blessed. If you haven't seen the transformational videos done by the Sentinel Group, they have documented evidence of this reality. We'll talk more about that when we come right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are, yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts. You know, you get a, if you got a, how to use a Band-Aid. Remember how to use a Band-Aid. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, I am stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aid.
Yeah, very familiar with Band-Aids.
Stuck on me. And and what'd you do if you had a Band-Aid that you had to put on your arm or something like that? You know, when you put it on, it was no big problem. But remember when you would take it off, you know, you'd snatch it in a hurry, right? You know, because it's probably going to hurt, right?
Really bad.
Really. It depends on really how hairy you are, I guess.
Definitely.
Some people it hurts worse than others. And so you'd snatch it off in a hurry. It wasn't the fact that you were going to, you're probably going to lose a couple, you know, hairs on your arm or something, but you would just snatch it because it would be less pain. You put it really slow, you know, then it would hurt, right? It's like one hair at a time ripping out of your skin. And so here I am the other day, you know, I haven't put a Band-Aid on in I don't know how long, you know? And so I need to put a Band-Aid on, and I just put a Band-Aid on, and it was time to take the Band-Aid off. So just like you did as a kid, you know, I snatched up. I'm older now. Oh my goodness. I snatched that puppy off and a little piece of my skin came with a Band-Aid.
Oh no.
It was horrific. I'm thinking, I'm dying. I'm
now
falling.
You need another one.
I refuse. It was like a little small piece. Like, ow, you know? And it was like the part that the Band-Aid I put on, that's totally fine. But where the sticker part was,
oh my God.
It took a little piece. I'm like, I'm old. My skin came off with a Band-Aid. Forget
that's
the
bad.
It was very bad, you know? So I need prayer for my skin. Oh my goodness.
Getting old.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. That's the first thing I thought about. You know, you get older, your skin's kind of loose on your body. Well, I wouldn't know that. I guess now I do. And I remember when you're... your grandfather.
I was thinking of the same thing. When
your grandfather got in Iraq.
And,
if you could have got a chance, those in the audience, you got a chance to meet his grandfather. He's just a real, real cool man. And he got in Iraq, and his skin. Imagine rolling your sleeve up on your arm. Mm-hmm. He had long sleeve shirts on. That his skin rolled up. Mm-hmm. You know, and they pulled it back down and sewed it on us. But skin, your skin. You don't. If you don't know this yet, when you get older, you know, your skin's kind of a little bit
brittle.
Brittle. And so I was like, oh my goodness, that was not the soft part, it's the part, it's just I need another Band-Aid, but I'm not brave enough to put another Band-Aid on, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I will just live through this pain.
I'll just die.
I'll just die first, you know. And Donna came and doctored it up for me, you know. And I'm like, my goodness gracious. So watch out. Don't watch out just for the place that you're going to cover up. It's going to be healed. Watch out for the other part of the Band-Aid, man. That's a culprit. That is a culprit.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. Imagine this. Imagine this. Let's imagine this. Let's talk football for a moment.
Uh-oh.
John, we'll start with you.
Come on.
Where do you put the glove at? Anyway, imagine being on the football field. Just imagine for a moment, because most of us are just fans.
Mm.
We're just fans. And it's an interesting terminology, because fans just kind of like have air come out, or at least cause the movement of air, right? To blow over the real deal, right?
I know some fans that,
And and I know you've been watching it on ESPN and Fox Sports and whatever, and you may have even been able to afford some of the tickets to go to the games. And but know this. Imagine yourself on the field. I know you have imagined yourself, people shouting your name. I've heard some folks like that, you know, talk about it. It's like, I'm just dumbfounded. But somebody was just like, they really, it's like, we don't have time to talk about Pat right now. But and so you're on the field, and you have how many players on your team?
Is it 11.
11 players on your team, believe it or not. So it boils down to 11 folks.
That's it.
11 folks on your team and 11 on the opposing team. Mm-hmm. And some teams forget that, and that's when they throw yellow flags out. And so here you are, you're on the field. And this is the game. I mean, this is it. All your rehearsing, all your practicing. And I was shocked at the playbooks for the NFL.
Oh.
They're like 5-inch binders. I'm thinking like, this guy's not going to be able to remember all those plays. But you got to, I mean, it's, you got some really smart folks that are on the NFL team. I mean, there's so much things you have to know everything at the same time. And so you go through all this training, all this exercising, you get all your joints checked out, you get all your muscles checked out, you get all your thoughts checked out, you get your vision right, you get, make sure everything's lined up. They have a doctor for everything. They'll make sure that you're in good working order in the context of that. They've been paying you money as they've been preparing you to be able to play this game. And all of a sudden, there comes this one moment when all the practice is over and there's no more practice anymore. And this is the day. I remember when I was playing as a young kid, I played all the way up to my high school years. And there was nothing like game day. Mm-hmm. You remember game day? It was like, oh, my goodness, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost does seem kind of surreal at first until all of a sudden, like, we're in. This is it. This is happening. And so, and all of a sudden now you are on the field. You've already busted the paper already. They've already shouted your name, Pat. No, you're on the field and there's 11 of you. There's 11 of you. You are representing the owner. You're representing the owner, and the coach has been hired by the owner. And the coach and the owner has worked together to be able to determine who that quarterback's going to be. It's the captain of the team. And the captain and the coach and the owner have selected each of those other 10 players who are going to be playing. And the coach and the quarterback are going to call plays in hopes that they would please the owner by winning the game. That's why this whole thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so understand this. If you're on the field, you're not watching the game. You're in the game. You are in the game. You are, and I got to tell you again, you're in the game. And imagine this. Here you are standing there doing nothing. I mean nothing. You're not blocking. You're not making a hole. You're not running for a pass. You're just standing there. That means it leaves 9 other folks in the quarterback to be able to work out a play. But you, everybody has a position. Everybody's been called to a certain thing by God. Many people who are moving in the right area, in the right place, at the right time with God, don't survive it because other people who were called to play their place didn't stay in their place. They didn't stay faithful to their position. They didn't play the front line. They didn't play the tight end. They didn't play the running back. They didn't play the defense. Whatever it was, special teams, I don't know. And you're in the game. And if you don't play your role, if you don't get this understanding, you're in the game, you're going to cost the game. It doesn't matter how good the quarterback is. It doesn't matter how folks are. You're a weak link. You're where the enemy's going to come through at. You're on the other side. If you're not for your team, you're on the other side. It's better for them to be without you than for you to be out there, because now they actually think that you're actually going to do something and you're not going to do anything. You're not in the stadium cheering people on. You're actually in the game.
Mm.
And people, can you imagine just standing there and all of a sudden, you know, the quarterback throws the ball at you and you can't believe that somebody's asking you to go do something in ministry, right? You can't believe somebody's asking you to go do something and it just hits your chest and drops to the ground. And you go, what's he doing throwing the ball to me? It's because you're in the game. The owner of the team is God. Jesus, the supreme administrator, the supreme organizer of the church, has chosen 5 gifts, 5-fold, actually 3, apostles, prophets, and pastors, to be able to train you up to be able to fight in this fight, the fight of faith. And you are called to be in the team. You're not called to watch the team. You're not called to sit back there and deliver. Oh, you just come on. You're on the field. You are on the field. And right now, we have another team coming against us. Our team are called the light. Mm-hmm. And the other team's called the darkness. And we are under the supreme organizer of our team, Jesus Christ. And we need to line up and find out who's calling the shots in the context of what he's called us to do. and realize that you have a position to play and you need to wake up. We are Americans and we need to be Christians. We need to realize that we are in this game and we are not fans. Fans are not in the light. Fans are in darkness. They don't understand. They're not really playing the game, even though they bought the jersey, even though they got the trophy, even though they took a picture. They took a picture with people who are really in the game. They're not getting the paycheck. The player's getting the paycheck. They're not going to be in eternity at the throne room of God saying, well played, thy good and faithful servant. You're going to watch from a distance as a goat and say, well played. You're going to overhear the conversation for the one who said, I'm in. I'm all in. I'm on your side. I'm fighting the good fight of faith. I'm yours, Lord. I mean, we are in the game. When you were born again, when you said you were born again, you have entered into the team. You should have went into training. You should have went into the discipleship immediately. You should have found out who has God called you to relate to. Who is the quarterback in your life? Who is the running back? Who is the tight end? Who is the center? Who is the receiver? Who's the defensive back? You got to know your place and you got to play your role, whatever it is. Understand how foolish it looks and how vulnerable it is for a team when a player is on the field not playing their role. Understand how foolish that is and how dangerous that is. And how assuredly that is, that team is not going to win. And understand how powerful it is if you just listen to the quarterback. If you just understand the owner knew what he was doing when he hired the coach. When he allowed that particular quarterback to be in that position. They talked about you before you even showed up. They looked over your stuff before you got there. And they decided, you're on my team. Church, it's time to play ball.
We want to thank all of our sponsors and underwriters today. You can visit them all at VFNTV.com. Get all the information, addresses, websites, and phone numbers. Listen, if you're in the Pensacola area, visit Blue Angel Hot Tub, Pool, and Spa. If you're looking to make some additions to your home, contact Joyce. And she also ships nationwide. Again, go to VFNTV.com. And choose and select and view our underwriters today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.